This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Voice has been very, very strong on many, many issues in sports. And her current one at USA Today on Urban Meyer does say a lot. And she joins us here on SB Nation Radio, Christine Brennan. How are you, Christine?
Hey, Tony, I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, you said it best. You said, you know, it wasn't really that surprising what happened to Urban Meyer, but what did you think should have happened with Urban Meyer? How did you process what happened yesterday?
He should have been fired. And I thought this just with what we knew before the report came out. But, of course, I had my column, as many of us were writing very quickly and dealing with the news very quickly last night, getting a chance to read good sections of the report today. It is amazing, absolutely amazing, that the trustees did not fire him. Obviously, he's won a national title. They want him to win another one. But the idea that he destroyed cell messages, tell me, any of your listeners, Tony, right now, literally anybody, could they keep their job if their boss found out that they were destroying text messages and, well, asking, you know, what do I do? How do I do this? While there's a FOIA request from the student newspaper, bravo to them, the great student newspaper, The Lantern at Ohio State. I've known many young people who've come from there and done great things, great journalists. And they're trying to get his cell phone, from the past, his records and text messages, and all of a sudden they're gone. That by itself should be fireable. The knowledge that Urban Meyer had, Tony, about the behavior of Zach Smith, not just 9 years of alleged domestic violence, 9 police reports, 9 times the police were called to Zach Smith's house, keeping him on board, never punishing him, hiring him at Ohio State, not telling his bosses at Ohio State what he knew about Zach Smith and the domestic violence from the Florida days. That's 9 years of that, keeping this man on board. And then that press conference, which might go down as one of the key elements of the legacy of Urban Meyer. When he was asked what he would say to Courtney Smith, of course, the victim of all of this abuse, the only real victim here, he did not mention her name. Her name never came up in the press conference. Who's advising Ohio State, by the way? What PR people, what knuckleheads are in charge of this? Just an embarrassment. And I'm an Ohioan, and I pay taxes in Ohio to this day as an owner of a home, our family home in the suburb of Ottawa Hills of Toledo. Neither here nor there, but I am an Ohio taxpayer. I guess they pay their salaries. But when you consider that Urban Meyer basically said, yeah, I feel sorry for everyone. Awful performance by Urban Meyer in that press conference. I would have fired him last night after that if I had already not fired him before. And, of course, he's going to be there the bulk of the Big Ten season doing just fine.
You know, Christine, there are programs, there are football programs that if you get the right coach and he wins big and he puts your school on a map, he becomes bigger than the school. I never thought Ohio State would ever find a guy that would be bigger than the school. It did that happen here, where his presence was so important and needed at that university that has such a rich tradition in the sport that it trumped everything.
It does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, it was Gordon Gee, the president, who said about that Jim Tressel thing. Remember, I want a university that the football coach can be proud of, some words to that effect. So Ohio State's had this going on for a while. I'm a Big Ten person. I went to Northwestern. I'm not against Ohio State. I grew up cheering for Michigan because we were in Toledo, and that was close to Ann Arbor. But that's a childhood love. That has nothing to do with my journalism. I hate to see this happen at Ohio State. This is not what anyone roots for a school that is such a power in the country and in the state of Ohio. There's no doubt. Ohio State sealed its fate, sealed the way people think about it. I've been really surprised on social media, the amount of support of my column and also just the amount of support of people saying how awful Urban Meyer was last night. The country has changed. Things have changed. 2018, there is a difference, and people are just not accepting it. And Ohio State now has to deal. Their fans are sure fine. They'll be thrilled if they win. They'll be cheering their hearts out and, you know, doing what fans do. But there's a bigger issue here, and Ohio State fumbled badly last night by not firing Meyer, and then the press conference, and then the report, which shows that they clearly should have fired him for many different reasons. And they're going to live with this for a long time. And the reaction is very different for me. I'm sure the Ohio State people are mad at, chomping mad at me and, you know, mad at everybody else who wants to tell them the truth. But there's a great reaction out there today that I would never have anticipated against Meyer and against Ohio State. And I think it shows how far we've come as a culture on the issue of domestic violence in particular.
Yeah, and is it because when you hear people talk about, well, you know, this was a learning experience for all of us and what, that it really shouldn't have been a learning experience for anybody, that doing the right thing shouldn't have been something we thought we were doing, but we just didn't. In that situation, everybody would have known what to do, or should have known what to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a joke. That's just a joke, and let's just call it what it is. It's an absolute farce. These are adults. Urban Meyer's in his mid-50s. He was born in the same city I was, Toledo, Ohio. He was raised in Ohio as I was, I mean, and many others, but I can speak to that since you're talking to me right now on the radio.
Sure.
I know what that's like. I know what those Midwestern values are, Great Lakes values, Big Ten values, whatever you want to say, blah, blah, blah. That's a bunch of malarkey. Urban Meyer should have resigned himself. I mean, he's such a sanctimonious man. The way he's chimed in, for example, people can look it up, almost a year ago when the men's college basketball scandal broke, and he launched into a tirade against coaches. Get this. This sounds quaint. Coaches who use a second cell phone to call recruits or text recruits. He launched into a tirade that those coaches who do that should be fired. I'm laughing. That's Urban Meyer. What would that sanctimonious, holier-than-thou Urban Meyer say about this Urban Meyer? You would have fired him weeks ago. What a joke. Urban Meyer is a joke. As I wrote, he's a lesser man. He cannot be taken seriously anymore. The words honesty and treat women with respect, those words that are on the wall in the Ohio State football practice facility, they might as well just paint over those today at Ohio State. Those words are meaningless. Ohio State stands not for honesty, but for dishonesty. Ohio State stands not for treating women with respect, but for disrespecting women. That came through crystal clear in the report, in the not firing of Urban Meyer, and then, of course, in his awful, awful press conference, failing to name the name of the one victim in this entire situation.
Christine Brennan joins us, SB Nation Radio. I know I don't want to lose fact of the issue here is that he did not report domestic abuse by one of his staff members and did not handle that properly. But one of the things that you talked about was when he lied at Big Ten Media Days. I'm one of those guys that thinks in 2018, we have reached a point where people don't feel sorry for media guys when we get lied to, media, you know, men and women when we get lied to. But you make an interesting point. He's not lying to us. He's lying to everybody. And should that be looked at differently when in a day and age when we go, oh, everybody lies. They're all lying. Get over it.
Absolutely. As you noted, I point out, and people can find the column easily on Twitter and Facebook and just anywhere, I guess, that it exists.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not in the newspaper because everything happened too late last night for the newspaper, the actual print edition. Funny as that is. But, we know there's a guy about actually 3 miles from where I'm talking to you right now in Washington, D.C., who calls the media the enemy of the people. And there are people who buy into that. Which is pathetic and ridiculous, awful, and will go down in history. It's just a terrible thing. So might jump off that bandwagon soon, folks. So it's a popular thing to just lay into the media and ha, 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 and this is all very funny. Well, when Urban Meyer shows up at Big Ten Media Days, he's there to talk to the fan base. He's there. Those words, those questions were there. I wasn't there, but journalists in general are there asking questions for the fans, for the readers, for the viewers. For the listeners, for people who care about this. That's our job. That's always been our job. We do our job for others and to get information for others. That's the whole business of journalism. And some give opinions, as I do, and others don't. And so anyway, when Meyer lies, as he did, and lies terribly, belligerently nasty, nasty Urban Meyer lying, when he did that in July 24th at Big Ten Media Days, lying about what he knew about the 2015 incident, domestic violence, not just a little lie about somebody's got a hamstring pull. No, this is a lie about domestic violence, abuser on his staff who he kept and is attacking, twice the police were called back in 2015 to Courtney Smith's home. This is no joke. He lies about it. He's lying to the taxpayers of Ohio. He's lying to the millions of Ohio State fans. He's lying to the millions of people who are just keeping an eye on the Big Ten and Ohio State and watching from afar. This is much more than just a ha-ha, you know, I got the media. You know, I got you. No. Because this is an event, the biggest preseason forum and audience he has, and he lied. And I would have fired him just for that. But obviously, I'm not an athletic director, and I wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Christine, great stuff. Great column today. USA Today Online is where you can find it and everywhere that she writes. I really appreciate your time and good insight as always. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. Tough subject, but great to be on with you. Take care.
Thanks,
Sonny.
Christine Brennan joining us, SB Nation AM. That was a quick get by Ron. That was great stuff. She's very, very good. She's got, I mean, listen, you can agree with her, disagree with her on this stuff, but she is out there. I mean, she's like, Urban Meyer should be fired. This is egregious. He's, you know, lied. I like her angle on the thing. I just don't think it's fireable in 2018, whether it's good or bad or should be. Lying to the media is just not a fireable offense in 2018. The way she painted it, though, if I was an athletic director, I may view that differently.
I just wish she didn't hold back.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean,
I mean, you know, it would have been nice for her to share her true feelings and not come right out of the gate. You know, I wish she came right out of the gate and told us how she really felt.
How many people listened to that went, well, she said right off the bat she was a Michigan fan.
There's your problem right there. Yeah, of course. She's a Michigan. Right? She's a Wolverine until the day she dies.
Right.
That's
why. Of course she wants Urban Meyer fired. She grew up outside Toledo. But no, she's very, I know, that's the craziness of the world we live in.
But that, I mean, you know, I guarantee there's someone in Ohio thinking that right now.
Yeah, of course. But the overall point that I think she's making is, look, this was really bad. He covered this up. This is, in 2018, if there's an issue you don't cover up, it's that. You don't cover it up in any type of year, but especially now. This is inexcusable from the, oh, well, you know, we all learned from this. Not in 2018. You can't get away with that now. Look, we have grown. We evolve, right? I don't like it when people talk about, hey, the founding father should have thought about this, or the founding father should have known about this, or they, you know, whoever created the Constitution should have known. We're all part of our time. We're all part of our perceptions of where people are in time. Right. There was a point in time when women didn't have a vote in this country. Then we said, you know what, let's give them a vote. Right. We evolve and we grow. In 2018, if you are in a profession like this and you're thinking to yourself, you know, we all just really didn't know what to do once we found out that there may be some domestic violence among our, that just doesn't fly in this day and age. Now, maybe in the 60s, I don't know, I wasn't born then. Maybe in the 60s, you could say, well, a man's home is a man's business. Right. Back then, that may have been accepted.
Oh, yeah.
That may have been the way it went.
Even Fred Flintstone treated Wilma terrible sometimes.
Yeah,
but that's
exactly.
Just the way it was.
Yeah. What was the big joke on the Honeymooners, right? To the moon, Alice? I mean, he threatened to punch his wife into outer space.
Every episode.
And that was the joke of the show, right? I'm going to punch my wife to outer space, to the moon, laugh-heartedly. In 2018, we know better. In 2018, we have a better handle on this. So this good old boys club of, well, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, but I learned now going forward, it doesn't work because you should have known where you were supposed to go with this years ago.
Well, I'm sure he had opinions on, you know, Weinstein from last year or Cosby or anybody last year.
Yeah,
I mean, last
right.
year was like the downfall of any type of man who ever made a pass. Matt Lauer, come on. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure he had opinions on that and said that was terrible.
I mean, Matt Lauer isn't on television anymore. I mean, he's not on TV at all.
But meanwhile,
I mean, he's not even on like the Home and Garden Network showing you like, here's some of the best places in America to get tulips. Like, he's not even doing that kind of stuff. He's not on TV at
all. And while this is all going on, he's doing his own cover-up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so, you know, what I'm worried about from, I mean, this became a football issue yesterday, became a get him back. You know, let's show you that we're serious, but we're not so serious that we're going to lose the Big Ten, you know. And I do believe, and we said this at the start, I do believe that his suspension was just enough to show you that they're serious, but they ain't getting into the season. And the TCU game was that signal, right? We're going to suspend them for the TCU game because that shows you that we mean business.